so cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood,
in the
soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Time, if you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, then let's give a loud cheer for our God.
Hebrews 10:19-22 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of the Lord, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from our guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water."
So since we have been washed by the blood of Jesus and we can enter boldly into his presence, let's just offer up some praises and prayers of thanksgiving before him now. You can just lift up those praises out loud as you feel led.
Thank you.
it is true, Lord, that we have the freedom to approach you boldly, not in shyness or timidness, Lord. And so as we praise you this morning, would you empower us to praise you boldly? Let's just lift up a couple of more praises to him.
Thank you that you are our Abba Father, our Daddy. We thank you for that, Lord, for that relationship, that close relationship.
Shall not kneel, shall not.
Praise you, Lord. You are glorious and victorious. You are beautiful and wonderful, worthy of our praise. Yes, Lord Jesus, you are worthy. Your name is above all names. You are exalted over the heavens and the earth, God. We thank you, Lord, that you invite us in to praise you, to worship you, to walk with you. And so, Lord, as we draw near to you today, we ask that you would draw near to us, just as you have promised. And so through the reading of your word, Lord, and through the message, would you speak to us this morning? We just want to know you more, God. And would that increase an understanding of who you are, Lord? Would that lead us to a greater awe and wonder of your majesty? So, Lord, we ask that you would bless the service this morning. Pour your spirit out fresh upon us. And Lord, we thank you in advance, for we do trust and believe that when we seek you, you show yourself to us. So we praise you, Lord Jesus, and we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. Worthy is the name of the Lord. If you have a Bible before you are seated, just in honor of the word of God, Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. I invite you to either open a copy of it if you have it, or a phone or tablet, whatever you may have. But in honor of the word of the Lord, if you're able to remain standing for its reading. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and you all may be seated. Thank you.